20. Juliet waited at the bottom of the ramp. She remembered the last time she'd done this, standing in the same place with a blanket of heat tape Solo had made, wondering if she'd run out of air before the doors opened, wondering if she'd survive what awaited her inside. She remembered thinking Lucas was in there, and then struggling with Bernard instead. She tried to shake those memories free. Glancing down at her pockets, she made sure the flaps and all the pouches were tightly sealed. Every step of the upcoming decontamination flitted through her mind. She trusted that everything would be in place. "Here we go," Lucas radioed. Again, his voice was hollow and distant. On cue, the gears in the airlock door squealed, and a plume of pressurized argon spilled through the gap. Juliet threw herself into the mist, an intense sensation of relief accompanying the move indoors.
I'm in,
she said. The doors thumped shut behind her. Juliet glanced at the inner airlock door, saw a helmet on the other side of the glass porthole, someone peering in, watching. Moving to the ready bench, she opened the airtight box Nelson had installed in her absence. Needed to be quick. The gas chambers and the flames were all automated. Ripping the sealed pouches off her thighs, she placed them inside. She unslung the borer with its sample and added that as well, then pushed the lid shut and engaged the locks. The practice run-through had helped. Moving in the suit felt comfortable. She had lain in bed at night thinking through each step until they were habit. Shuffling across the small airlock, she gripped the edge of the immense metal tub she'd welded together. It was still warm from the last bout of flames, but the water Nelson had topped it up with had sapped much of the heat. With a deep and pointless breath, she lowered herself over the edge. The water flooded against her helmet, and Juliet felt the first real onrush of fear. Her breath quickened. Being outside was nothing like being underwater again. The floods were in her mouth. She could feel herself taking tiny gulps of air, could taste the steel and rust from the steps. She forgot what she was supposed to be doing. Glimpsing one of the handles at the bottom of the tub, she reached for it and pulled herself down. One boot at a time, she found the bar welded at the other end of the tub and slipped her feet under, held herself to the bottom, trusting that her back was covered. Her arms ached as she strained against the suit's buoyancy, and even through her helmet and beneath that water, she could hear displaced fluid splashing over the lip and onto the airlock floor. She could hear the flames kick on and roar and lick at the tub. 3, 4, 5, Lucas counted, and a painful memory flashed before her. The dull green emergency lights, the panic in her chest. 6, 7, 8, she could almost taste the oil and fuel from that final gasp as she emerged, alive, from the flooded depths. 9, 10, burn complete, he said. Letting go of the handles and kicking her boots free, she bobbed to the boiling surface. The heat of the water felt through her suit. She fought to get her knees and boots beneath her. Water splashed and steamed everywhere. She feared the longer this next step took, the more the air could attach itself to her, contaminating the second airlock. She hurried to the door, boots slipping dangerously, the locking wheel already spinning. Hurry, hurry, she thought to herself. It opened a crack. She tried to dive through, slipped, landed painfully on the door's jamb. Several gloved hands grabbed at her as she clawed her way forward, the two suited technicians yanking her through before slamming the doors shut. Nelson and Sophia, two of the former suit techs, had brushes ready. They dipped them into a vat of blue neutralizing agent and began scrubbing Juliet down before turning to themselves and each other. Juliet turned her back and made sure they got that as well. She went to the vat and fished out the third brush, turned and started scrubbing Sophia's suit, and saw that it wasn't Sophia in there. She squeezed her glove mic. "What the hell, Luke?" Lucas shrugged, a wince of guilt on his face. She imagined he couldn't stand the thought of someone else risking themselves, or probably just wanted to be there by the airlock door in case something went wrong. Juliet couldn't blame him. She would have done the same thing. They scrubbed the second airlock while Peter Billings and a few others looked on from the sheriff's office. Bubbles from the cleaning fluid floated up in the air, then trembled toward the vents where the air inside the new airlock was being pumped into the first. Nelson worked on the ceiling, which they'd kept low on purpose. Less air inside, less volume, easier to reach. Juliet searched Nelson's face for any sign of trouble from his time in the inner airlock and blamed the flush and sweat on his energetic scrubbing. "You've got perfect vacuum," Peter said, using the radio in his office. Juliet motioned to the others, drew her hand across her neck, then closed her fist. They both nodded and went back to scrubbing. While new air was cycled in from the cafeteria, they went over each other one more time, and Juliet finally had a moment to revel in the fact that she was back. Back inside. They had done it. No burns, no hospitals, no contamination. And now they would hopefully learn something. Peter's voice filled her helmet again.
We didn't want to tell you while you were suiting up, but the dig punched through to the other side about half an hour ago.
Juliet felt a surge of both elation and guilt. She should have been down there. The timing was abysmal, but she had felt her window of opportunity closing there in the uptop. She resigned herself to being happy for Solo and the kids, relieved by the end of their long ordeal. The second airlock, with the sealed glass door she'd fashioned from a shower stall, began to open. Behind her, a bright light bloomed inside the old airlock, and the small porthole glowed red. A second round of flame surged and raged in the small room, bathing the spoiled walls, charring the very air, boiling off the water Juliet had spilled on the floor, and throwing the vat into a cauldron of raging steam. Juliet waved the others out of the new airlock while she eyed the old one warily, remembering. Remembering being in there. Lucas came back and tugged her along, through the door and into the former jail cell, where they stripped down to their undersuits for yet another round of showering. As she peeled off the soaking layers, all Juliet could think about was the sealed and fireproof box on the ready bench. She hoped it was worth the risk, that the answers to a host of cruel questions were tucked away, safely, inside.